Hallelujah. Good morning. It's good to be with you again. And it's good to know that you are tuned in and listening to us on the Heaven on Earth broadcast. I pray that as the Word of God comes to you this morning, the Holy Spirit Himself will minister to you. And I declare that as His Word comes forth, it addresses every need and every issue in your life by the power of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for these ones that are listening to this Heaven on Earth broadcast today. Father, you ordained that they hear this message. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, whatever you have packaged for them through this word, I release it into their spirits, into their souls, and into their bodies. I declare that their lives are a reflection of the word that they are hearing. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. It's so good to be with you once again. It's been a blessed week, and I believe that you are on track and you are manifesting the glory of God and experiencing the days of heaven on earth. You see, the truth is that God wants you to enjoy the life of heaven on earth. God wants you to have such a blissful life that you so manifest the kind of life that the Father Himself lives in heaven. You know, that's why the Bible says that when Jesus taught the disciples prayer, He taught them to pray. He said, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." In other words, that they would experience the kind of life that is lived in heaven. In heaven, there's no disease. In heaven, there's no fear. In heaven, there's no accidents. In heaven, there are no terrorists. In heaven, there's no lack. In heaven, there's no poverty. So it was God's will that His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's why this devotion is called the Heaven on Earth broadcast. Because through the Spirit and by the word of His grace to this dispensation, we're training you to experience the life of heaven on earth, the days of heaven on earth. You see, when we meet, we are not just, you know, putting together stories, and we are not just putting together ideas to talk to you, but we are telling you the very truth of God's word, and we are bringing you God's message for this dispensation. The Bible says, when Peter wrote to in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 12, the Bible says, "Wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth." This is God's will for you to be established in the present truth. It means that there is some truth that is not relevant to this time. There's some truth that is not for you in this time. And God wants you to be established, to be stabilized, to grow in the present truth of His word. There's a truth of God's word that is for this dispensation. And that is what we call the word of His grace. Let's go to Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20 verse 32. Acts chapter 20 verse 32. The Bible says, "And I commend you to God and to the word of His grace." I commend you, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Amen. So, the present truth of God's word for us now is the word of His grace. Is the word of His grace. Because that is what is able to build you up and deliver to you your inheritance among the saints. You know, if you are hearing anything else, it's possible that you not grow. You know, if you are hearing anything else, it's possible that you not grow. Because it's God's word of grace that is His prescribed diet for us to grow and experience the days of heaven on earth. To experience that life where His will is done in your life as it is in heaven. Praise God. So, you see, log in to messages that are the word of His grace. You see, the word of His grace is the message of everything that Christ has done for you and everything He has provided, everything God has provided for you in Christ already. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, the Bible says, according as His divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of Him that hath called us to glory and virtue. So, God has already given us all things. He has already provided everything you need in Christ. And He wants you to grow in the truth. So that, you see, in Acts chapter 20 verse 32, it says, and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among the saints. The word give there is also, it can also be interpreted as deliver to you your inheritance among the saints. So He's already made available all things that pertain to life and godliness. But as you feed on the word of His grace, the word of His grace builds you up and prepares you and also delivers what is rightfully yours to you in Christ. Hallelujah. He's made all things. All things includes health, prosperity, divine guidance, victory, success, everything you need in this life, He's already provided. But as you feed on the word of His grace, you are built up and your capacity is enlarged. And that word delivers to you your inheritance, which is everything He's provided in Christ for you. That is why you need to tune in. You need to be at the place where you are fed the present truth of God's word, which is the word of His grace. Hallelujah. You know, let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. And let's go to verse 16. The Bible says, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of His majesty. Hallelujah. We have not followed cunningly devised fables. You know, sometimes when we say some of the things we say, people think that, oh, this one there is just too good to be true. It must be a lie. You know, but the Bible says we have not followed cunningly devised fables. There are some things that when you hear, they are just like fairy tales. But the Bible is making it clear. Look, when you are hearing the things that we are telling you about the new creation and about the life of heaven on earth, about divine health, about righteousness, about prosperity, we are not lying to you. We are telling you the truth of God's word. You might not have heard it before, but it's the truth. You see, what we must learn to understand is that we must not validate the word of God with our experiences, but we must ensure that our experiences conform to the word of God. For example, I've heard, you know, so many pastors say that, you know, if we say that the born again does not need deliverance, they don't agree with it because they have seen even pastors delivered from demons. Now, in tomorrow's broadcast, we'll be dealing with the new creation and deliverance. But I just want to say that, you see, the fact that somebody is experiencing something does not make it the truth. And we must not validate what God has said with what we have seen and with what we have experienced. If what you are experiencing is not the word of God, don't accept that experience. Rise up to your place in Christ. Take your place in the word of God and ensure that your experiences conform to the word of God. Maybe you've been poor all your life. Maybe you've been sick all your life. And you have come to the place where you have just accepted that sickness is normal, poverty is normal. And you are hearing on a broadcast that you can be prosperous, that you can walk in divine health, that you can experience life as though you were in heaven on earth. You can experience prosperity on every side. And you are thinking, this thing cannot be true because I'm a very good Christian. I pray, I give, I preach, but I'm still poor. Look, the fact that you are experiencing something does not